Do you have a tricky work problem that you need to solve? I have a great podcast recommendation for you featuring a pair of expert women. Whether you're just starting your career or a seasoned professional, check out Fixable, a podcast from TED. Hosted by Harvard professor Frances Fry and her wife, leadership coach Ann Morris, the brilliant duo provide honest, actionable advice to help you navigate everything from a gaslighting manager to returning to work after parental leave. They'll leave you feeling empowered and ready to act. Listen to Fixable wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, and welcome to the Bossed Up Podcast, episode 447. I'm your host, Emily Aries, the founder and CEO of Bossed Up. And yes, I am in the thick of daycare, cold and flu season, so please bear with me through today's episode. Today's quick episode is going to be breaking down how to optimize your LinkedIn profile using your skills feature. LinkedIn is constantly changing. So for the record, I'm recording this in early February 2024. This may or may not be relevant a year from now, but you know, recognizing that the features and different tools available to us on LinkedIn are constantly changing, one that was recently updated in the last year or so that can have an outsized impact on your success in using LinkedIn, particularly if you are looking to be recruited or are generally looking for a new employment situation, is making sure you're using everything that the skills section has to offer. Now, first, let me explain why your LinkedIn skills matter. This is not your skills generally, but these are the actual skills listed on your profile, on your LinkedIn profile, right? On your LinkedIn page. When recruiters use LinkedIn to source candidates for an open position, the skills that are formally tagged and attached to your profile determine what search results you will turn up in. So if you have a ton of project management related skills on your profile, like project management certification, team management, agile management, project and program management, whatever they might be, right? If you have a lot of skills in that vein tagged to your profile, you are more likely to show up for project management positions when they're recruiting for those specific skills, particularly if they're also searching on LinkedIn for candidates within your geographic area, let's say. So it's not the only way you might end up in someone's search results, but LinkedIn skills can make a big difference. Now, consider for a moment if you are a former high school teacher who's looking to transition into an entry-level project management role. If your entire LinkedIn profile is tagged with teaching-related skills and you don't have anything on there related to project management, you're not going to show up in the search results that you want to show up in, particularly when recruiters are looking for entry-level workers to fill a lot of the open positions in our economy right now at the entry level. So it's really important that you strategically use your skills section in LinkedIn to essentially kind of put out a bat signal in the sky of what skills you want to be known for, not necessarily just accurately depicting what skills you have in your arsenal from the past. It's more important that the skills attached to your profile give a sense of what you want to be known for and what you want to be employed for than being really meticulous about all of your past experiences. In fact, I would delete past skills that are no longer relevant to the future of your career. So how do we do this? Let me just break it down for you in the most nitty-gritty way. I'm going to click along as I describe this, and you should feel free to do the same. To edit your skills section, you used to only be able to edit this at the very bottom of your profile. There's a section under your experience, under your education, under licenses and certifications, if you have any, under volunteering, if you have any, called skills. And in that skills section, you can see all the skills that you have added to your profile over the years. Now, a long time ago, people were enabled to sort of suggest or endorse your skills. Those endorsements don't mean much anymore. So don't over freak out about having endorsed skills. It doesn't really matter. That's sort of an antiquated feature that has since gone away. But if you had people endorsing you for a whole bunch of random skills that you do not want to be known for, that has nothing to do with your actual skill set or expertise, delete those skills. So the first step is to go down to that skills section, open it up by clicking View All Skills, and then make sure you start by auditing all of the current skills that are attached to your profile. Are these all skills that you want to be known for? Are these all skills that are going to get you where you want to go next? If you've taken any LinkedIn Learning courses, what's interesting is that they automatically add skills to your profile based off of the courses you have taken as well. So just make sure that that list is accurate because you can only have a maximum of 50. So it's not that you should cull it back completely, you know, to just 10 essential skills, but you've got 50 to work with as a maximum. Make sure there's nothing there that's getting in the way of other more relevant skills. Then go back to your main profile section and scroll under your work experience section, just called experience. Now, under each and every work position you've held, you can edit by clicking the little arrow there and then clicking the arrow next to your specific title and position. You can actually edit the skills that you used in each past position. They recommend adding your top 5 skills used in this role, and you can do that via this editing of your experience section, and it will automatically populate your profile's skill section. Now, the thing to know about this is that when you add a skill, there's a drop-down menu of sorts. There's a limited number of skills. You can't make up your own skills. But what's really frustrating, and I wish LinkedIn would make this more transparent, is that we don't know what's on that drop-down menu. You simply start typing a skill like learning and development, let's say. And as I write the word learning, it starts to show me my options. They have e-learning, machine learning, distance learning, deep learning, blended learning, learning disabilities, learning management systems, learning management, learning. So there is no learning and development because I already have a skill on my profile here called employee learning and development. So you kind of need to mess around as though you're kind of using this as like a search bar, searching for what skills that you have that you want to list alongside this experience in your work history that actually exist in the limited options that LinkedIn is offering us. But there is no way to scroll through and see everything available. So it takes a little bit of typing to see what's available. So if I start typing project management is certainly one option. Software project management office, agile project management, project portfolio management, program management. There's a lot of different options here, but you just need to keep typing, seeing what's there so that you can think to yourself, okay, what skills were essential to this role, but also the kinds of skills that I want to be most known for. And what I like most about this new feature is once you've attached those specific skills to your specific work experiences based on what skills you used in which roles, a nice little paragraph appears under each past role that you've held that lists off all of those skills with a nice, neat little bullet point between each one. So it's really easy to skim. It's a nice way to display your skills as they relate to your specific experiences. And if you want to, you can also write a blurb that describes the role above the skills section. So under founder and CEO of Bossed Up, I have a little blurb that says, lead a nationwide team to design and deliver custom leadership development and career services programs with a focus on gender inclusion and DEI for Fortune 500 companies, institutions of higher education, and individuals across sectors. And then it goes on for another sentence. Then below that blurb that I wrote that offers a lot more flexibility and like personalization are the list of skills associated with this role. Leadership development, team building, diversity and inclusion, employee learning and development, and more. So it's a really tidy little way for you to beef up your LinkedIn profile in a strategic way where you're essentially tagging your profile with the skills that you want to be known for. And you can do that for every single work experience, every single job that you've held that you want to list on your LinkedIn profile. And then at the end of editing each past work experience and adding the skills in that way, you can scroll down to the skills section on your profile and you'll see them all updated there. So all of your skills that you listed or added to your work experience section are now populated in your skills section. It doesn't really matter where they're displayed. It's not like we care where people are seeing these. What matters is that you are formally attaching those skills as a data point to your LinkedIn profile, which is really, really helpful for recruiters and folks who are looking for talent. If you want to be approached by a recruiter, if you want to be competitive for the kinds of jobs that you're applying for, this is a really key way to do it. And while you're looking at jobs on LinkedIn, you can also gain inspiration for skills that you might want to add to your profile that you didn't even know existed on LinkedIn. So when you're scrolling through job descriptions on LinkedIn, obviously there's a lot of custom text that talent acquisition teams are putting in about the job itself. But once you scroll to the very bottom, there's a little section below the job description called Skills Associated with the Job Post, Identified by LinkedIn. And it alerts you to the skills that might be missing on your profile that are prevalent among other applicants to the job. So that's a really great way to start to identify, oh, wow, I have a lot of skills on my profile, but maybe I'm missing some key skills that would make me a better candidate, according to LinkedIn, based on the skills that are associated with the jobs that I'm applying for. So keep in mind that this is constantly iterative. You can constantly update your LinkedIn skills, and you want to do so to position you as an obvious fit for the kinds of jobs that you're applying for. Now, the last thing to keep in mind on this is to be selective. Remember, you don't want recruiters who use LinkedIn to find you in their search based on all the skills that you used to use but are looking to kind of retire, right? That you don't really want to be known for moving forward. For example, in the earlier parts of my career, I, as a digital strategist working in political campaigns and elections, you know, I would build websites, write blog posts, run email fundraising strategies. And frankly, I still do a lot of that technical stuff for Bossed Up, right? I'm recording a podcast and I'm, you know, writing blog posts and building and managing our website. But I am not looking to be a website builder for anybody, right? I am not looking to run an email fundraising strategy for anybody. So I took those skills off of my LinkedIn profile, not because I didn't have them, not because they aren't accurately associated with former roles that I have in my work history, but simply because I don't want to waste my 50 skill maximum with the kinds of skills like blogging, for instance, that I have but don't want to be known for when it comes to opportunities that I'd be looking for. So keep in mind that you're really determining by choosing what skills you're attaching to your profile, you're determining what search results you're going to turn up in. So be selective, be choosy, and be thoughtful about setting yourself up for success in this way. If you have any questions about how to do this, head to our corresponding blog post at bossedup.org/episode447. There you'll find a fully written out set of instructions with screenshots on how to do this and how you can really keep up to date with your LinkedIn profile to just set you up for success. And the beauty of setting up your LinkedIn profile based on all the bells and whistles that they have to offer is that you can set it and forget it. Let's say you're not actively looking for a job. Go optimize your profile anyway. You know, let your profile do the work while you sleep, while you stay focused on your current job. Because if you get a message in your inbox with an amazing opportunity from a recruiter, your effort up front will position you to get those kinds of opportunities coming to you, even if you're not actively seeking them out right now. So allow LinkedIn to do the work for you by making sure your skills section is optimized for the kinds of opportunities that you'd be interested in entertaining if they were to come your way. I'd love to hear how this works for you. Let's keep the conversation going on LinkedIn in our Bossed Up group there, or of course, in our Bossed Up Courage community on Facebook. And like I said, for lots more, head to bossedup.org/episode447. And if you found this episode helpful, make sure to share it with the folks and the job seekers who you love in your world. Now let's keep Boston in pursuit of our purpose, and together let's lift as we climb. Let's face it, speaking up at work can be really hard to do, especially for women and women of color. When the stakes are high and you've already worked so hard to just be the only woman in the room and you want to get everything right, you want to have all your facts and figures accurate before making your voice heard, it's just so much easier to stay silent instead. Researcher Deb Jahansky calls this loss of voice phenomenon, and it actually emerges in adolescent women at greater rates than men, and it sticks with us for the rest of our lives. Self-silencing behavior can actually become an unconscious habit unless we consciously engage in practicing our assertive communication skills. And we here at Bossed Up have set out to help women like you do just that. Speak Up, my live assertive communication course, is back open for enrollment, and we're kicking off a new cohort launching this June. Over the course of 8 life-changing weeks, you'll have access to interactive online curriculum and live weekly practice sessions where you, Irene, and I, and a cohort of fellow Speak Up bosses who are owning their voice, overcoming the social messages that have taught us to keep silent, and really learning to strategically and assertively communicate when it matters most, will actually have the practice time to rewire our brains, create new neural pathways, and build better habits when it comes to speaking up with confidence and precision and assertively communicating in the workplace. Learn more and enroll today to secure your spot at bossedup.org/speakup. That's bossedup.org/speakup.